The approximately $20,000 project is part of a larger effort by the Forest Service to restore many of the streams throughout southeast Alaska. The Petersburg Ranger District has already mended 7 of those streams over the past 4 years, and other districts in areas like Sitka and Prince of Wales have implemented similar programs. Agency biologist Heidi Lombard says the Hamilton Creek tributary stood out because of its severe lack of any large wood.
And we found that this stream currently lacks large wood and pools, and it lacks the potential for recruitment of large wood from the surrounding riparian area in the near future.
Logs dropped into a stream will help create deep pools that allow fish to hold and feed on aquatic insects. The Hamilton Creek project, located around 19 miles south of Cake, will take around 2 weeks to complete for the Forest Service's 5-member team. And while the watershed is 20 miles long, the crew will only be working in an area of about 0.2 miles in a small tributary. Much of their work will be spent building large diagonal and V-shaped structures out of young second-growth trees from nearby logged areas.
It's going to create deep pools, or it's going to enhance pools that are already there. So, you know, mostly for feeding and rearing and just resting spots for them, because coho stay in the streams. They don't just migrate out as soon as they come out of the gravels. They're going to stay in for a year or two. So it's important for them to have the shade and spots, refugia.
That refuge nearly disappeared when loggers chopped down most of the trees in the area decades ago. By almost completely clearing out the trees near these streams, there wasn't any wood left to serve as a natural habitat for salmon populations in the river. By breaking that cycle, Lombard says, it won't just benefit fish, but residents too.
For them, for the coho to have rearing, it's important for commercial fisheries, subsistence, you know, sport fishing. These fish are important to the people of Alaska. So it's important for them to have good habitat. And it benefits everybody.
Specifically, Lombard says, the new habitat should make it easier for fishermen around Kuprinoff Island and in the Hamilton Creek itself to catch coho. There isn't necessarily a set goal for how many more salmon the agency wants to see in the river. It just wants that number to go up. And as for the future, the Forest Service is planning to implement even more stream restoration programs, with the next one in the Petersburg Ranger District coming in 2015, also near Cake. In Petersburg, I'm Robbie Feinberg.